Follow that. Mimi Rhodes. Kiriakou, to an inch.
Your partner there. My God. What a thrill. What a shot.
So, yeah. The greatest, craziest golf shot ever. I haven't seen every golf shot ever hit on this planet. I think that's the one. So if you have not seen this, this is Mimi Rhodes gets an ace. They're playing at the AIG Women's Open. Steph, I don't know how to say her name. Steph, her name is Steph. Steph K. Puts it to what? 2 inches?
Yeah.
They're a par three. The first woman goes, hits it to 2 inches from the hole. Wow. Tough act to follow there. Mimi Rhodes then hits her shot, 184-yard par three, lands on the green, rolls up, banks off of the other ball, and into the hole for a hole-in-one.
It's amazing. It's incredible.
The play-by-play call deserves, I don't believe what I just saw. It is the most incredible golf shot ever. When that highlight hit my feed, Joe, I saw, bank shot for the hole-in-one. I thought, oh, wow, all right. I'd love to watch someone get lucky. Would they hit off the hospitality tent? You know, and it ricochets onto the hole. And another one of these people that gets a hole-in-one they don't deserve. No. It bounced off the other ball. That was also 2 inches. Incredible. Unparalleled.
You still could say, though, it's a hole-in-one that she didn't necessarily deserve, right?
I mean, a little lucky, I guess.
Little lucky.
The fact that the first woman hit it close enough to bank it off.
Right,
of.
Okay, like if you – but that's – if the sequence is what's incredible.
Yes.
The sequence. I could – Am I gonna get this? You know, with wording here, I would be willing to call it the craziest sequence in golf that I've ever seen. Craziest shot?
What's crazier?
Listen, I saw Tiger Woods once hit a 260-yard 3-wood out of the bunker.
Not crazy.
Over water. How about his chip on 16 at the Masters? I don't know. Didn't who at the Open Championship? Who banked it off a rock wall?
Remember that one? But the rock wall was in front of the.
How about
did it on purpose?
Jordan Spieth on a cliff, chipping the ball 100 feet into the air as he then runs down the cliff.
I do enjoy the clip of Spieth running down a cliff.
Not knowing whether he's headed for like a
death,
void.
Yeah.
Death, right? Because the camera pans away from him.
That's right. Every step he takes.
Jordan Spieth is running down maybe to his impending death. We don't know. The camera pans to the golf ball. we're more interested in the shot here.
Yeah, that's
right. He's 3 feet away. What happened to Spieth? So, craziest sequence. I'll go with that. It's an amazing shot. It's an amazing shot. I don't need to poo-poo it. It's very. What about Michael Block dunking a hole-in-one at the PGA?
That's pretty good.
That one's pretty good. A lot of people here when I saw that live.
Yeah, flying one in, jarring it. That's pretty good.
It's in the conversation.
Yeah.
I'll give her that. It's definitely in the conversation.
NFL preseason gets going fully this week. We saw the Hall of Fame game. But the story here is, and top line, NFL.com, Bills GM Brandon Bean was not fully aware of Cook Holden plans before practice. He told us. So, I don't know. I don't know if every one of these, he spoke on, hey, look at that. NFL.com has it as the Jeremy and Joe show, not Jerry and Joe. All right. NFL.com. Thank you.
Thank NFL. You, NFL.com. You got it right.
Yeah, but anyway.
I haven't seen him yet, by the way. I've been looking.
Cook? Okay.
I haven't seen Cook. I mean, there's a lot of guys not out here yet, but haven't seen any of the running backs. Won't that be – don't the position groups often walk out together? The quarterbacks walk out together, at least. I know that. But I'm not sure about
the quarterbacks walk out together when they're not racing. Because they do often –
Well, they probably shouldn't race on concrete.
They do often race.
Yeah, they do. Anyways, players coming out eventually. A couple things from around the league, by the way, that I was reading this morning. So Nick Chubb apparently does not look good in Texans camp. And Joe Mixon is out. And Chubb, by one beat reporter, quote, the burst is nowhere to be found. So he might be toast.
That's tough.
Robbie Chosen is back in the league with the 49ers. And if you're a deep fantasy player, there's a rookie running back in Chicago whose name you should probably know.
Oh, don't tell me. This guy, I do remember, seventh-round pick, right?
Yep.
Because he's going to be – because everyone thinks that Ben Johnson hates DeAndre Swift.
Yes.
Right. Okay, what's
everyone
his name again?
That. Kyle Monengai.
Yeah.
Seventh-round pick.
Monengai?
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Monengai?
That's how Pro Football Reference says it.
Okay.
But anyways, he is – where was the quote? From Ben Johnson. He, quote, a guy that we are going to – that we are going to be able to trust this fall.
That Monen guy is a guy we can trust.
Yes. So, late round pick. Throw a flyer at him.
What else you got for fantasy finds and fantasy fades? Anything? Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt.
Hold on, I got another one for you.
Don't forget about him. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt.
I don't know that one.
He is a running back with the Commanders, and he's been getting snaps with the ones. Just saying.
Actually, Pro Football Reference, Monengai.
Okay.
Is the running back. You'll know how to spell it, or you'll see it.
Yes.
There's a Pat Freiermuth movement in Pittsburgh. The beat reporters are all about his camp. One, Mark Caballé called him, quote, the heartbeat of the offense in Pittsburgh.
I would expect that.
Good for them. They traded for a wide receiver, signed a quarterback, and traded for a tight end all this offseason. And the tight end that had been there is the guy that's the heartbeat of the offense. Okay. Sure. Oh, one more for fantasy. Talked about James Conner last segment and his contract. Very good player. He's beat his ADP 5 years in a row. James Conner has beat his ADP 5 years in a row. He's always a value. Although, there is talk in Arizona of a co-RB1 situation.
Yes, I saw that.
James Conner and Trey Benson.
Conner said that it's 1A, 1B, and that Trey Benson is going to get a lot of snaps.
Okay.
So Conner said that.
Okay, so whether you should believe that or not, Benson did nothing last year. Like, that was the rookie running back that was kind of the hot pick in fantasy last year, third-round guy, and nothing. Played 13 games, 291 yards, and a touchdown. Like, really wasn't a factor.
Yep.
It was all James Conner.
James Cook is here. He is not dressed for practice day two.
Okay.
Not in uniform, James Cook. The hold-in begins. I guess it continues.
Continues, yeah.
How does it end? I mean, what are we going to do?
If it doesn't end in a contract, how does it end? He just shows back up?
I guess.
He starts practicing. He starts playing. Rank him. Him,
I mean,
just showing back up.
Trey
him
Hendrickson
missing games. Him being traded. I mean, I think that's the least likely.
Show back up is just it. Trey Hendrickson drove to Florida to make a point, and then just flew back and went to practice. And then he is also.
Well, he's not practicing.
He is right. He's holding in.
Right.
Yeah.
I would still say he does this for a little bit. Maybe he misses a week. Maybe he misses 2 weeks. And before the Baltimore game is at least. He's back practicing and he's playing games.
Yep.
I would say after that, what's second most likely? Him signing a contract?
Yeah.
That's second. Third is he misses games.
Yep.
And fourth is he's traded.
Yes, I would agree.
That feels like a fair ranking?
Although I might want to swap 3 and 4. I just don't think there's any world he's missing games.
You think it's more likely he would be
traded?
Dealt?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But I still think that's unlikely, too.
Yeah.
803-0550 and 1-888-552-550.
Also, winter hat for James Cook today. I mean, it's chilly, but it's not.
Taylor Rapp back in uniform, back in practice. He missed yesterday with a knee injury.
Okay. The Bills have also released Cameron Klein, defensive end. That's one move they made. They also added Dan Feeney, an offensive lineman, and released an offensive lineman who has a sweet name that I didn't even know they had called Rush Reimer. Rush Reimer has been released. Dan Feeney, who started 3 years with the Chargers.
Rush Reimer.
Rush Reimer.
Design Rush Reimer as a movie character. Rush Reimer is
a character being played by Jason Statham.
Okay, I don't mind
that. I
haven't
got that happening.
I feel like Rush Reimer is a name of a defensive end in another movie, television series about Texas football.
That doesn't have the rights to the NFL?
Yeah, yeah. Or just like whatever.
Or it's high school football?
Yeah, it's like Friday Night Lights about another Texas team.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, like edge rusher Rush Reimer.
Yep, I can see
huge,
that.
Huge, huge player in this game.
Yeah, he was blocking for – if you watch the Friday Night Lights TV show, you'll know his name. Rush Reimer is blocking for Smash Williams.
Smash Williams.
Yeah, he's blocking for Smash Williams in
All
Friday
right.
Night Lights.
803-0550. When we get back, you know, we've got Lamar and Josh seeking their first title. They're not alone. A new name has entered the great, great – debate, the great conversation of when will he get his first. Tell you why that's Joe next.